Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Promoting peace, liberty, and prosperity around the clock. LibertyTalk.fm.
Welcome to Living in the Solution with Dr. Elena George. Today we have a return guest, someone who I really respect and have been following her work, and more to the point, have used her technology, the Cyma technology, as a way to heal myself and to center myself and to start the process of changing how I see healthcare and medicine. As a physician, we've been trained in a way that I think is very limiting, and we're all about the disease and how to mask it and how to basically treat a symptom. I think the theme of the show is really unfolding that healthcare is about fixing the problem, about understanding how the body works. I truly believe that it's self-healing. And as I go down this journey, I'm learning more and more how powerful the body is and how to listen to it. And more than that, how to recenter and balance it. And I want to welcome my guest today, Ms. Mandara Cromwell, because she's just created an amazing technology. A little bit about her. She's the CEO of Cyma Technologies, and she's responsible for bringing the work of Dr. Peter Guy Manners to the U.S. She developed his more than 40 years of research, along with new findings by other scientists and doctors, into the advanced sound technology devices manufactured by Cyma Technologies. And that's what I've purchased. And I'm hoping today's show will just educate people that there's so many powerful modalities out there, but this to me is one of the centerpieces. If you can get your body to back into harmony, then everything else falls into place. And Ms. Cromwell, I want to thank you so much for joining me today, because our conversation is going to speak about how you developed the technology, what it does, and how you've expanded on this the centerpiece of health. And I think you've really tapped into what makes us who we are as living beings. And I really respect what you've done. So thank you for joining me.
Oh, thank you for the invitation, Dr. Elena. And I want to say a big thanks to you for paving the way. You are one of the medical professionals who is really creating the doorway, opening the door to this paradigm shift that we are headed towards of looking at the body as a whole, and how can we provide the space for it to do what it needs to do to be in optimum health.
Exactly.
And so thank you for what you're doing and increasing people's awareness. You are the exact doctor that I want for me and my family.
Like, well, thank you.
What are the possibilities instead of just the, you know, something by the book? And, you know, I think doctors like you have really tapped into your intuitive side. And I think in medical schools, they've kind of shut that out these days. And so thank you for being you.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for that. Yeah, they have shut it out in medical school. And I think I'm not alone in the physicians who've gone back to basics. It's always a personal story, I think, that leads us down the path. There's limitations with writing a prescription. There's limitations with the typical doctor visit, because it's looking at things that are already so far out there, broken, that it can be picked up on our measuring devices. But what we're talking about today is about going down to the cellular level before it breaks and actually pull things back into balance and alignment before we can see them as healthcare providers, you know, in the standard medical system. Let's start off with, how did you start this journey that you're on?
Sound and vibration are at the crux of this whole situation that we're dealing with. And I started off early in life with music, going to church and in a Gothic style architecture, feeling that amazing pipe organ sound and the music bouncing off the walls and just feeling really like I could take flight. So that was the power that kind of ignited me throughout my years, even into college. And after college, I left the United States and traveled to India, where I studied Ayurveda, which is the oldest medical system that is still in existence today. And at the crux of healing in the Vedic Ayurvedic tradition is meditation. And there are many forms of meditation, but in this particular case, it's that place where we go that's very quiet. And what that has to do with healing the physical body is everything. When we get into that space, that's when the body knows exactly what it needs, exactly what to do to regain its optimum state of health. And so during that time of learning Ayurveda and learning about meditative type techniques, I came back to the United States and actually ran a meditation center, and how the sound and vibrations really would help people calm down and open up all kinds of avenues. The body actually heals itself. We just need to surround ourselves with success and calming down, stopping, allowing our body to restart and reset is that exact formula for putting it into the optimum health thoroughfare. And so after that, I met a British osteopath, Dr. Peter Guy Manners, and learned that he was using sound in a very specific way. He called his therapy cymatic therapy. And cymatics is actually the study of wave phenomena, a whole field that was developed by Dr. Hans Jenny, a Swiss medical doctor. And out of respect, Dr. Manners named his therapy cymatic therapy. So this is sound, audible sound therapy that is applied transdermally to the body. So you actually put the device exact on the skin, and the sounds that are all audible, they're all between the 20,000 to 20,000 frequencies, hearing range, and they are applied to the body. The body absorbs these specific frequencies, and it's kind of like the pitch pipe that's used when you're tuning a musical instrument, because the body is a beautiful symphony all on its own, and every part has its little section that plays their perfect tunes. So with this particular type of therapy, there are specific frequencies. There are specific frequencies for the liver, for the thyroid, for the pancreas, for the spine, the different joints, etc. And what's very specific about these frequencies for the liver, for example, is that there are five frequencies simultaneously playing that perfect song to the liver to bring it back into tune. It merely makes that organ remember its original song. And so if you think about the liver, it's a rather large organ, and different parts of it probably have different densities and different fluids flowing through it. All of these factor into the frequencies that affect that particular organ. So again, we have the pancreas and the gallbladder, the thyroid, the kidneys, all have their own quintet that plays to them. And so what I have figured out is how to take these series, these five frequency programs, and layer them into 30-minute protocols. So when a person comes in and sits in a chair, they place their feet on the device, and the sounds travel through the meridian pathways and deliver the sounds to whichever part of the body is deficient in that sound nutrition.
It strikes me how can I put it? It's a package that you don't have to think about, right? So you're running these programs, and for whatever disease state you have, you can literally just start that program. And the body is interesting because it sounds to me, and I'm going to take a break in a minute, but I'm curious, and I'll let you answer afterwards. Are all liver harmonics the same for, because you're a human, they all have the same vibration, or the thyroid's always the same. It doesn't change, or does it, per the individual patient? And I'll let you answer that when we would come back. So we'll take our first break and come back. You're living in the solution. Welcome back to Living Solution. We're speaking with Ms. Mandara Cromwell. And prior to the break, you were giving a wonderful synopsis of how the machine works. And I was curious, as a human, you know, as a physician, we know that thyroid has a certain role in the body, the liver, etc. Is that vibration or harmony the same for every human because it's the organ has its own vibration, or does it change for the individual?
Interesting question. The fact that we know that all of us are like 99% the same, right? There is that little percentage where we all are have our very own special, shall we say, thumbprint. And I believe this is why Dr. Manners and his collaborative group of researchers discovered that it's not just one frequency or two frequencies or three frequencies even that respond to our organ systems, but it's five frequencies. So I imagine, I tell people, I speak a lot to lay audiences, and so I bring it down to visuals and analogies that can be understood in everyday life. Imagine you're going to a banquet, and on the banquet table, you see for the liver, your liver shows up, and there are five dishes, and so representing each of the five frequencies. So your liver goes, wow, I would really like a lot of dish one and dish two. I'll have a little of dish five. But you're not so, you know, attracted to dish three and four. Whereas I may show up to the banquet and go, I need a little bit of one, a little bit of two, a lot of three, and none of four and five. So our bodies are so intelligent, and that is one of the reasons I named my therapy AMI, Acoustic Meridian Intelligence, because the intelligence part is the body's innate intelligent factor that it knows exactly where to take this sound nutrition. And I'll give a little story here. There was a woman who is a practitioner, and her husband came home and he said he had stubbed his toe. And so he kind of didn't make a big deal of it. And if after a few days, apparently it was really throbbing. And he finally said to his wife, I really need to do something about this. So she's, oh my goodness, let's, you know, get the Cyma device out. So anyway, he puts the puts his feet on the device and nothing is happening in the toe. But he says, I feel this in my hip. And she said, well, what happened to your hip? And she said, he says to her, well, I fell in a skiing accident and really hurt that hip. And then he goes, now I feel it in my shoulder. And she said, well, what happened to your shoulder? And he said, well, like 40 years earlier, he was in the military and had jumped off one of those trucks with all of his bundle behind him, and it kind of torqued his shoulder, and it had been hurting ever since. And then finally, it went to his toe, the initial reason he even sought treatment, right? And so I'm sharing this story because it's amazing how intelligent the body is. It takes the sound exactly where it needs a little of this and a little of that to bring it back into tune. It's kind of like this ball of yarn and there are knots in it. And the sound eases in a very gentle way these knots, untangles them, and then creates these thoroughfares that it can penetrate exactly where it's needed. The congestion, the areas of stagnation open up and allow the energy to flow freely because it's that trapped energy that causes the pain.
That's amazing. You know, I'm thinking about this from a medical standpoint, how blind we really are. Because he would have ended up in a physician's office or any kind of practitioner and been put on a pain medicine or something that completely just missed the crux and the root cause of the problem. And, you know, let's take that a step out. This is a physical issue. What about mental, you know, emotional pain or emotional issues that have happened in your lifetime? They do show up as physical manifestations, don't they? Pain, stiffness, even disease of some organs. Is that correct?
That's correct. And one area that we have a really strong representation of this exact principle is when we did a lot of research with some veterans who are from the Vietnam and Korean and Iraq wars. And so we had a whole group of veterans that we invited into our community, and they could come for sessions once a week. Most of the veterans, if you've worked with them, are suffering from some form of PTSD. So we have to be careful. They don't like coming in large groups, but you know, in small groups, they would come, and they had a variety of ailments from, you know, joint pain, back pain, scar tissues from where they had had surgeries, et cetera, physical pain that was really causing a lot of stagnation in their bodies. And so what we found is that after a period of about 6 weeks, the spouses of these veterans wrote, we asked them if they would mind being involved in the reporting process. They wrote in their reports that their spouses seemed to be much more relaxed, and they weren't keeping them up at night, because a lot of these veterans have sleep problems, insomnia, and they get up and walk around and, you know, cause, you know, the spouse to wake as well. And also they dislike going out in public. And so basically the spouse and the quality of life is deeply impacted in a social way. And so they began reporting that they were sleeping better quality of sleep, and they were able to go out for lunch or dinner to a restaurant more frequently. So that's where the sound is very gently going from the physical pain and making pathways into the emotional or mental stress that is really impacting the quality of life of not only the veteran or the person who is experiencing this, but also their loved ones, their whole family. And so we had a lot of the spouses report that, you know, through this 6 week period, their partner had totally changed in a very positive way. And some of them were taking up new hobbies. They seemed happier. They weren't as, you know, feeling as confined to the house or to the small spaces. Gosh, if you can do that for someone in a very gentle and non-invasive way with sound, I will tell you that I feel deeply rewarded when I hear stories like this.
That's amazing. I mean, that's a group of patients who I think they get passed along in the system quite a bit, because they have, it's very complicated. It's very complex. Some people are guarded. They've learned to just hold it in and not let anybody see them sweat. So it's hard to break through sometime. This seems like it's a very passive way. They have their foot on the plates, you know, of the machine, and it's able to go bypassed almost the conscious level. Am I correct? And it's just working on the cellular part.
That's correct. And, you know, without even causing, you know, any Herxheimer's effects, you know, with the sound, it's just so gentle that it just kind of unwinds these knots in a way that is non-threatening. The patient, the client feels safe. And it's very easy, and it's really wonderful to watch them even take a deep breath and just release, because, you know, that's one of the ways we can release is through our breath. You're just kind of elongating the torso and taking a deep breath and letting it out. And you just see these, mostly they're men, but there are women as well who were involved in the group, really have a smile on their face for the first time in a very long time.
That's wonderful. And, you know, after they've reached these, I wouldn't say plateau, but this next level, is it sustained? Do they have to keep doing it, or are there really pathways that are, once they get created, they're there?
Well, it depends on the person. And yes, if they keep up the positive change, which a lot of them do, because suddenly, as I mentioned, some of them are taking up new hobbies or finding new interests. And all of that opens up this space for creativity. So when the pain is released, we're changed. One veteran said, when I am using this device, when I sit with my feet on the device and the sounds are moving through me, I feel like I did before I went to war. And so if we remember those spaces where we felt very safe and we're freed up out of pain, physical and emotional pain, gosh, the creativity comes in and a new realm of possibilities is entered. So I'd like to also just mention, there is something happening at a cellular level, and you started to point to this, and so I would like to come back to that, in the sense that we have had some experiments done on red blood cells. And in the experiments, we find that the red blood cells, after just one session of using the device, there's greater cell membrane permeability. What that means is that the nutrition that you are taking, if you are, you know, hopefully eating a great diet and your supplementation of vitamins and minerals, you're absorbing that. That is wonderful. That is great news. Also, there's more oxygen in the cells. So that is really a fantastic component, because today, with this recent pandemic, our oxygenation abilities have been greatly compromised. And so to be able to infuse oxygen into these red blood cells is really a major help. Also, we've had some research from another third party on white blood cell motility. And when we look at the blood under the microscope, those little white blood cells are supposed to be moving around and eating up all of the, things. We call it the garbage. They're the garbage collectors. But when they become so overwhelmed because of so much toxicity, they become very lethargic. And in these experiments that we did with the blood and the white blood cells, the sounds reactivated, stimulated these white blood cells, so they started dancing again and moving all around and doing a good job of what they're supposed to do. So that's actually happening at the cellular level. Meanwhile, this is also helping the person on a mental, emotional level as well. And you know, Dr. Elena, I'm thinking when I first heard of Dr. Manners saying that it wasn't one frequency or two frequencies or three, but when they got to five, oh my goodness, it was really working. I think these five frequencies actually not only relate to the variety of from each of us and our particular organs, but I think they might have something to do with what is known in the ancient Vedic science of the five bodies, the physical body and the four subtle bodies.
Well, Manjara, hold on. Let's take our next break, because I don't want to interrupt you in the middle. This is an awesome point that you're making. So okay. Let's take our second break. You're living in the solution. Welcome back to Living the Solution. We're speaking with Ms. Manjara Cromwell. And before the break, you were really starting to tease out the cellular side of this. And I can speak to this from a medical standpoint. Not only is the pandemic an issue, but the electromagnetic frequency that we're all exposed to, 5G, These are things that can actually deplete our oxygen and can affect our red blood cells. So anything that makes the red blood cell, which is our life-giving organ in the system, it carries oxygen. Brain and heart are obligate oxygen. Everything needs oxygen, but these guys really need it. This is how we get our center back. And you did a wonderful job of explaining that. So you just quantitated what the sound is able to do. And that's from a, you know, from a Western medical standpoint, that's what we try to do, right? We put people on oxygen. We do things that are kind of outside the system, but this is allowing the system itself to be, to regulate and to upregulate and to actually expand. We can't do it as well as the body can. So I just wanted to highlight what you just said. It's extremely important for health. Now, you were going to go into the Eastern side, and I don't know much about the Ayurvedic bodies, but please, I'm sorry to interrupt you before, but please continue.
Yes. Well, when I first met Dr. Manners and I asked him, why do all of these codes have five frequencies? Like, why does the liver have five frequencies? Why does the pancreas? Why does the kidneys? How is it that he came up, or his group that he was doing all this research, how did they come up with five frequencies? And he said, well, you know, it's trial and error. You know, if you think back in those days, they didn't have quite the tools that we have today. And so he said, we tried one frequency and two frequencies and three frequencies, four frequencies. He said, we almost gave up. But when we got to five was really the magic number that seemed to bring all of these organ systems back into a type of coherence where the body could really operate in its full symphonic orchestra music. And as he was talking about this, I remember back in my Ayurveda training where we look at the system of the body, not just the physical, but also the subtle bodies. And so in the Ayurvedic system, it's called the koshas. We have five koshas or five bodies, the physical body, and then we have four subtle bodies. And these bodies are, you know, include the mental and the emotional, the psychological, and the spiritual body. And so I had wondered if these five frequencies that he was talking about might also have some stimulation or activation at that level too, because hey, we've already discovered that they certainly impact us on a physical level, as I just explained with the experimentation of the blood cells. And so if, you know, we get so stressed out, we're so exhausted, it's kind of like our cells go to bed and say, I can't wake up in the morning. I'm too exhausted. And in medicine, I think they call that the G0 phase, where the cell really goes to sleep. And so the sound stimulates, wakes it up, and activates the cell, moves it into the G1 phase, where it starts to remembering its song. It starts dancing again to its perfect tune. I believe this is also stimulating these subtle bodies, because once the physical body starts to come into its own resonance, then there's like this domino effect. We're feeling better physically. That definitely affects our emotional and our psychological states. When we feel better, we we're feeling happy and all of those wonderful emotions, what's happening in the brain is we have the release of all those wonderful neurotransmitters that cascade all throughout our body, then that also interplays back into the physical body. And when these bodies are all dancing together, all coherent, that's where we experience this real high quality of life, where we actually feel we're in the groove. And I know that we all have felt that at some point in our lives, and we're always looking to get back to that point of the groove, right?
Yes, yes, absolutely. Now, you know, we talked about the blood cells, but there's also thermography. So let's take a segue to inflammation, because that's one of the major triggers for disease, all sorts, mental, physical, you name it. And not only does the machine balance you, but you can see it with thermography, can't you?
You can, and it is amazing if people have access to thermal imaging. And I think thermal imaging is becoming more popular every year. This is where we can actually look into the body without touching it. We can look into the body in a non-invasive way and see what's happening, sort of tracking it at a vascular level. And when we see inflammation in the body in the thermal imaging scans, it appears to be really red and hot, or sometimes even hotter as it's white. And so that is means that there's a lot going on in that particular part of the body. And a lot of times where we see these, Dr. Elena, are in the torso, you know, what's going on in the torso area, and also the oral cavity. Now, you may have come across some research. If you go to PubMed and type in oral bacteria linked to disease, and there will be over 2,000 published papers, a lot of them very recent, published papers on linking the bacteria in our mouth to different body processes, cardiovascular disease, respiratory disease, cancer. So this is another way that thermography comes into play. If we can see in a thermal imaging what's going on in the body, they say 8 to 10 years before it actually represents in the physical body as pain, then we can get a head start on sort of rerouting or bringing back into tune these parts of the body. So in thermal imaging, we see in the torso, or also if you go on my website, you can also see a peripheral vascular or peripheral artery disease study that we had published. And this is where we see a lot of red in the body. And after just one session on the AMI 750, the inflammation is diminishing. And chronic inflammation is something that we all deal with. You don't just have to have an injury. You can have an emotional injury. And this is what we find with a lot of women and men who are coming up with the autoimmune conditions, you know, like cancer and et cetera, you know, all of those. But if we can rescue the chronic inflammation before it gets to that point and start rooting the body back in onto its higher pathway, then we've done a tremendous service.
Absolutely. And I can see, well, I'm just curious, can it be used as an adjuvant treatment, right? So let's say someone has breast cancer, they've gone through treatment. Is this another modality that can be used post-treatment to monitor inflammation, to decrease inflammation, to basically try to recenter that person from a cellular standpoint?
Absolutely. And we actually have a lot of people who contact us who are using this as an adjunct to their therapy. And the only thing we do, since we're building up the body, we just say, don't use the device on the days that you're going for, say, chemo, because, you know, the point of chemo is to destroy those particular types of cells. And what we're doing is we're coming in the next day after that to then go ahead and help the body process that out and then also start rebuilding the body.
This is such a powerful modality. I mean, not only is it powerful, but the fact that it's accessible. Like if you have one of these machines, before the break, we talked about PTSD and how soldiers felt that they had returned to their pre-deployment days, that they felt free again. And I've seen patients or veterans who had to go through hyperbaric treatment, which is a little bit harder to do. They're not easy to get to. You have to travel. It's a lot of time. But imagine having something like this that you can have in your home, that you can treat yourself, and you don't have to, it's not putting you out of a lot of money. It's not taking your time, but the end point is you get to the same point. That's just so empowering for the patient. I can imagine from the standpoint of how do people access it? Do people normally buy their own machine, or are there practitioners around the country who offer it?
Yes, we have both. We do offer it for the general public, and we have a team of therapists. We offer free consultations so that when you purchase the device, we set you up right away for a consultation so that you don't have to figure out how to navigate through the channels. If you say, you know, I'm dealing with back pain or whatever, we, help you right away with using that channel. Many people say it's worth many times more than the price of the device. And the great news is you can use it on all your whole family. And I have to issue a warning here because your pets will love it. So if you have cats or dogs in your house, once you turn the device on, they'll all come running. And we have owners who send us pictures of their pets jumping up on their lap while they're having their session, or even large dogs like German Shepherds and the St. Bernards, who come and lay right next to the device with their back next to it. So they want to soak up the sound too. So that almost tells you the animals are very smart. They don't have any issues at all. And of course, for children, we have special instructions for children. You know, gosh, the kids these days are so amazing, who are being born into the world, and it's our duty to protect them. And one of the issues that we do help children with is the attention deficit. We do have kids on the spectrum, the autism spectrum, and many times this is exacerbated by heavy metal toxicity. And so if we can use the sound very gently, and I'll admit that heavy metal toxicity was one of the issues I had before I got into this. And it has been a real lifesaver for me to help process these toxicities out of the body, because as you probably know, heavy metals are quite stubborn to get out of the body.
Absolutely. And I, from full disclosure, my cat loves it. So she'll come and sit right next to me when the machine is running. So I can totally vouch for what you just said. On that note, let's take our last break and come back. You're living in the solution. Welcome back to Living Solution. We're speaking with Ms. Mandara Cromwell, and you can go to her website, simatechnologies.com, and you can read about the history of it, her bio, and also read articles and learn more about how the machine works and how you can actually purchase it. And one of the things that you've developed, you have a new machine, I know, that's come out. I have the older device, but you have so many more different programs that seem to be just every single thing you can think of, there's a program to help you. And we talked about the machine, but there's something called the sound flower technology. Can you speak a little bit more about that?
Oh, I love the sound flowers. So this is actually the sounds that come from the device made visible. We can't see sound, can we? So, but there is a device that has been innovated by my friend and colleague in the UK called the Simascope. And this is where, so I'm going to ask you to put on your imagining cap right now. So imagine a dish of water, a little crystal cuvette filled with water. And underneath that water is a transducer, something that will make the sound, project the sound into that water. There is a camera on top of the, about a foot above the dish of water, looking down on the water. And as the sound is coming up through the water, on the surface, it creates little patterns. We call them sound flowers because the sound is coming up through the water and creating this geometric, exquisite design on the surface of the water. I have taken that footage of the healing sound specifically for the etheric sheath. Now, the etheric sheath is that subtle body that's right next to our physical body. And in Ayurveda, this is what we call the body that infuses life into the physical body. So this is where we get all of our energetic support. So when I saw what this code looks like through the cymoscope, I absolutely fell in love with it. It is so exquisitely beautiful. And so I took this footage and I slowed it down and created this very still image, slow moving picture that people can view. So we're taking these images in through the eyes. Now, these images themselves register on the visual cortex within our brain, okay? And so then it sounds messages in a language that we're not real familiar with. You know, what's happened through the past years, we've become very, what they call left brain, where we're real logical and linear in our thinking. And thank goodness for all the artists who sometimes can help us bring back a little bit of balance and moving over to the right brain. Well, in the right brain, there's a special area of the brain that interprets this type of language. I call it the language of the deeper self. So we're taking in this knowledge through these patterns, and it has a healing effect. I have a whole course that I teach called the Soundflower Experience with Mandara. And in that course, I show the research that I did to actually prove that this is having a huge impact in just looking at these images for 5 to 7 minutes. So I want to say that looking at these images in just 5 to 7 minutes every day or on a regular basis will help reset your autonomic nervous system. One of the things that we talked about in the last segment was about inflammation. When you are stressed out, when you are having frustrating thoughts or thoughts of great anguish, they actually create inflammation in your brain. And so this chronic inflammation, unchecked, undetected, year after year, at one point it will explode into a physical condition, health condition. So we want to get to it before that. And so by just taking this pause every day, I mean, if you have a real stressful life, you could do it twice a day, but these are just 5 to 7 minute visuals that you watch, and it really calms down the whole system. So now I want to shift just a little bit about patterns. Our life is about patterns. And that's what we're looking at, specific patterns. But in your daily life, you're going through a pattern. You get up in the morning, you get the toothbrush, you put the toothpaste on, you're brushing your teeth, you're washing your face, you're getting ready for the day. These are cycles that are patterns. You may respond to your coworker or to your spouse or to your neighbor in specific patterns. You always respond in a specific way and you develop that pattern. Well, some of these patterns that we have are not real helpful. So how do we break the pattern and change it up? How do we opt for a pattern that will serve us? How do we surround ourselves for success to create these new, wonderful, creative pathways and have a higher quality of life? This is what the Soundflower Experience is about, and I really invite everyone to try it. And actually, we have a Soundflower free event every month, the first Wednesday of every month, and you're welcome to send me your email, and I'll put you on the list and send you the Zoom call link.
Well, you know, from a medical standpoint, as soon as you get this cortisol release, this stress release, you can't think, you don't process things properly. I think it leads down the road to memory issues and probably dementia too. I think there's a lot of variables, but if you can turn off that fight or flight, I think that's the key, isn't it, to having the body be in a condition where it can listen to itself, where it can heal. And like you're connecting with the divine, basically, in my opinion. And we're so caught up with things coming at us that I don't think we have time anymore to self-reflect. This to me feels like it creates that space where you can access that. Is that a way to think about it?
Oh, it's a perfect way. Thank you for saying it in that very eloquent way. It is, you know, we have studies where just in 7 minutes, it has an impact. And so that's my own company's study. But there are other, oh gosh, there are thousands of studies where on meditation or different forms of meditation, whether it's a walking meditation or just sitting quietly, there is an amazing study that I think is coming out from University of California at San Diego, where you can change this patterning in as little as 7 days. And as you said, Dr. Elena, to calm down that inflammatory, that stress, fight or flight response is a huge help to our body. The prefrontal cortex, where we have this executive functioning, shuts down. And we don't make the decisions that we normally would when we're all stressed out, when we're in this cycle of fight or flight. That cortisol release just keeps us from that executive functioning. And during that time, I know I myself reach for foods that I normally don't eat. I say things to the people I love that I normally wouldn't say. And so just by taking this little stress break, we can really help ourselves in so many ways. And you, I believe, hit the nail on the head where you said we connect with that inner place where we're connected with the divine.
That's the place that we all need to be. that's what living is about to me. That's what, why we're here on this earth. And everything that you do is getting us to that place so we can connect again. I really just respect everything that you're doing. I know we only scratched the surface. I have to have you back because I want to talk about the Illuminate, the organic rose oil product that you make, the scarves. And people need to go to the website, Cyma Technology, C-Y-M-A technologies.com. And you can go to the shopping section and see this and actually purchase it. So it's way too short, but I want to make sure people know, how can they reach you? How can they get onto the Zoom call for the monthly Soundflower experience?
Go to the website at cymatechnologies.com, cymatechnologies.com, and just send me an email. If you send to the contact page there, just say, sign me up for the Soundflowers, and I'll know what that means when it comes through to me, and we will get you on the list.
Oh, wow. I think people, you need to do this. This is how you take your power back and take care of yourself. It doesn't come from without, it comes from within. And this is the modality that can kind of speed the process, I think. And it's something that you can do for yourself. And this is the ultimate self-care. So I want to thank you so much for joining me today. I really want to have you back so we can explore a lot more of the Soundflower, the Illuminate, organic rose oil, etc. Because I can't wait to talk with you again. And I'm looking forward to learning more about the new AMI machine and just exploring. Because I think this is how we get everybody better and we get out of this rut that as a world, I think we find ourselves in. So I want to thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Dr. Elena. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, thank you. And thank you, everybody, for living in the solution.
Revolutionary Talk for Revolutionary Times. Liberty Talk FM.